This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. This is really the sugya that I want to focus on today. This is Mamish Ashas sugya. This is a very wide-ranging sugya. This is something that has halachic ramifications, and there are many shittos in the Rishonim. Let's go to the second half of Peivav Amabez, namely the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, about Ezra's takana. Ezra was masakin, and he made a knas on the Levium. And somehow he caused a loss to Levium in some way, in some oifen. The Levium lost full rights of Meiser. So the question is, in what way? What happened? Because L'chayra, it should depend on the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Because what was going on biblically before Ezra came to the scene? According to Rabbi Akiva, before Ezra came to the scene, only the Levium got Meiser. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Kohanim and the Levium got Meiser. So when Ezra was mafsid the Levium, it may depend on what they were getting before. In other words, if they were the only recipient of Meiser Rishon before, maybe the Knas is, now there's another recipient. If before there were two recipients, maybe the Knas is, they don't get it at all. Basically, there are five Shittos in the Paiskim. Okay? We're going to see Taisus, Shittas Taisus here. We're going to have the Shitta of the Meiri. We're going to have the Shita of the Ritva. And we're going to have two understandings of the Rambam. One from the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, and one the Beis Yosef on the Rambam. And we'll hopefully see the Minchas Chinuch's question, and the Halacha L'maisa, okay? V'zeh heicheli be'ezras tzuri v'gayali. Let's start with Tosis. Tosis is the simplest explanation. It's hard to pinpoint one line in Tosfos, because this is clear throughout the Tosfos and on Peivav Amabez. But Tosfos, I'll say it outside, and then we'll see it inside. Tosfos says, what Ezra did depended on what the starting point was. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that before that biblically only the Levium get Meiser, so maybe Ezra's Knas was after the Levium didn't show up, now you could also give Meiser to the Kohen. How are you conceding the Levium? Of course you are. Because until Ezra, only the Levium got Meiser. Now, also the Kohanim were getting Meiser. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that even before the Knas of Ezra, you could have given Meiser to both the Levium and the Kohanim. So then the Knas of Ezra would be, now you only give it to the Kohanim. Okay, so that's Tosfos Shita, that really what the Knas is depends on what was happening before. Now, one of the Hechreichim of Tosfos to learn this way, in other words, why don't you just learn simply? Ezra took away Meiser from the Levium, regardless of what was happening before. According to Rabbi Kiva, only the Levium got it, so now only the Kohanim got it. Before, the Levium and the Kohanim got it, so now only the Levium got it. Why would we say that? Why would we make another machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Not only do they argue what happened before, but they also argue what happened after. What's going to be problematic is throughout Shas we find that Levium got Meiser. And that's after if I would have stopped you on the street on a random day, who gets Meiser? You would have said Levium. Where does it say that? I mean, that's just the assumption, Levium get Meiser. So who does that work out according to? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Kohanim got before and Levium got before, and Ezra made a takana, presumably, that now only Levium get, Kohanim get. So how do all the Gemaras in Shas that say Levium get Meiser, who does that work out according to? Therefore, Tosfos wants to say, it works out according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, before the takana of Ezra, only Levium got, and after the takana of Ezra, you could say, also the Kohanim got. But not that Levium don't get Meiser at all. Otherwise, there are many Gemaras and Shas that indicate Levium still get Meiser. So let's read this inside, just the underlying part. Vinira, Dil Rabbi Akiva, Lo Hifkia Ezra Kayach HaLevium Mikol V'Chol. According to Rabbi Akiva, Ezra was not mafkia the Koach Levim entirely. Lehashvoison lekayin uli Yisrael shliyatil meiser, to equate them to the Kohanim. In other words, Ezra did not take away the Levim entirely. El Levim beinani benashim hayinoy la'ilam. Levim will always take. It's just now there's an additional recipient, which means either the Kohanim or the Aniyim. Now look a little bit further on. Tosfos says to me, Kara ha'maiser Levim levadim l'Rabbi Akiva. That in the beginning that the Meiser went only to Levim l'Rabbi Akiva, dayan sheiknos litein gam la'achir mimon. Then according to Rabbi Akiva, it's enough that the Knesses, now we also give Kohanim with them. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says Medaraisa even the Kohen gets, Basa Knesses l'Kohen davka. So Shitas Tosfos, Rabbi Isai, is that before, Shitas Tosfos is the Knesses of Ezra depends on what was happening before. According to Rabbi Akiva, that only Levim get it, so now after the Knesses, also the Kohanim get it. But according to Blazer Nazariah, that before the Knas, also the Kohanim get it. So after the Knas, only the Kohanim get it. That's Shitas Tosfos. Now, the Meiri disputes this. And he says, according to everyone, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Blazer Nazariah, the Knas is only the Kohanim get it. Says the Meiri, I was just reading on Shabbos that the Meiri was a direct descendant of Rabbi Avram ben David of Pokiers, of the Ravid, the third, the Ravid the third, the Baal HaSagais. The Meiri was a descendant of the Ravid. I didn't know that. Anyway, the Meiri says, we may Ezra kansu savi halavim shaloi li temasarishim klal ne shaloi alu imailu rishalayim. So the Meiri argues on Tosfos. Because the Meiri's opinion is, we only find the Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah about biblically. Who gets Meiser? Rabbi Akiva says only the Levim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says also the Kohanim. But we don't find that they argue what Ezra's Takana was. So therefore, the Meiri says point blank, everyone agrees, Takanas Ezra is only the Kohanim get Meiser. Now watch this Ritva. The Ritva is wild. I don't know if I copied the Ritva here. Did I? Yeah, I did. The Ritva says, Yesha Pirshu, Dil Rebbe Lazar Kansinu Shalai Yitnu Ela Lakayin, Rebbe Kiv Kansinu, Bein Lakayin, Bein Lalevi. Now, this Ritva is in Ksubis, Adav Chavav. So the Ritva quotes basically Tosfos Ashita. That according to Rabbi Elazar, the Knas is only the Kohen gets, and according to Rabbi Akiva, they both get it. So the Ritva says, V'loi Nahira, because the Gemara in Yevamos on Peivav Amud Beis says, there was a garden that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, that he took Meiser, and Rabbi Akiva locked the door, and he opened the new opening by the cemetery, which implies that according to Rabbi Akiva, it goes to the Levi and not to the Kohen. Even after Ezra made a knas. Because if according to Rabbi Akiva, the knas is Bein L'Koyim, Bein L'Levi, why would he lock up the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah from getting Meiser? The only explanation for why he would lock up Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah from getting Meiser is if according to Rabbi Akiva, only the Levi gets Meiser. And therefore, watch this Ritva. The Ritva says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there was never a Knas of Ezra. Ezra never gave a Knas. How could Ezra give a knas? If midiraisa goes to a Levi, how could you tamper with that? Ezra can't take it away. You could knas that it's only the kohen, but according to Rabbi Kiva midiraisa that it goes to the Levi, and the kohanim are zorim. How could you take it away from the Levi and give it to the kohen? Wow! You see, Tosfos learns that Ezra's takana depends on whether you hold like Rabbi Kiva loves of Nazariah. According to Rabbi Kiva, went to the Levi. Fine. Now it goes to the kohen and the Levi. But according to Rav Lezner Zad, they went to the Kohen and the Levi, now it only goes to the Levi. The Ritva says, no! According to Rabbi Akiva, that only went to Levi, so now after the Takan of Ezra, it also only goes to Levi. You can't tamper with it. If the Torah says it goes to Levi, and the Kohen is not a recipient, you can't make the Kohen a recipient. But if the Torah says it goes to a Levi and a Kohen, so the Torah could come along, and the Torah could say, now it only goes to the Kohen. Now, the Ritva's Kasha on Tosfos is from the fact that Rabbi Akiva took away Meiser from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But if according to Rabbi Akiva, after the Takana of Ezra, it went to the Kohanim and Leviim, why would he stop him from eating Meiser? Okay. Now I want to show you the Shita of the Rambam. Because if I were to ask you, halacha lemaisa, do you give maiser to Leviim? Like, what do we do today? Who deserves maiser today? So, assuming we pass in like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so according to Tosfos, Meiser should go to either Kohanim or Leviim. According to the Meiri, it only goes to Leviim. According to the Ritva, according to Rabbi Akiva, there was no knas ever put on the Leviim. Look at the Rambam. Ezra konas es Leviim bezmano shlo yitnu lahen ma'aser rishon ele yinasim lekayhanim lefi shaloi alu imay lirushalayim. These look like three innocuous lines in the Rambam. They're like bombs in these words. Ezra penalized Leviim. Let's make the words big. Bigger. Not too big. Okay. Here, look at these words. Ezra kanas esalavim bizmanoi shula yitnu lahem maisarishain ela yinasin lekayhanim. Now, this is clearly not like Tosfos. Tosfos says, assuming we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, there's a klal in Shas, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaverav, assuming we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, so according to Tosfos, Ezra was mesaken that it goes to the Kohanim and the Leviim. Originally only to Leviim, and afterwards going to Leviim. So the Rambam is agreeing to the Ritva, and not to the Meiri, that it only goes to the Kohanim. But what does the Rambam mean, bizmanoi? See that word? The Ezra kanas es Leviim bizmanoi. Ezra penalized Leviim of his time. Does that mean it was only a temporary takana? So that's loaded. Look in the Beis Yosef, in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes our Gemara in Yevamos that Ezra was counseled the Leviim. So that which the Rambam says, Bizmanai, that implies he only can answer the Levium of his generation. But wait a second. Isn't in the Gemara Mashma that it's for all times? I mean, we ask a question from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and we say, we're applying the Takana of Ezra to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So look at this. Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'yesh Loimer, De'isa Bahani Perka Tanar Rabbana, Ma'isarishon Levi, De'ir Bekiver, Elazar ben Azariah L'Kayin, L'Kayin V'loy L'Levi, Af L'Kayin. Now, V'hashta, L'Rabbi Akiva, De'kaimelon Kavasei, according to Rabbi Akiva that we hold like, the midin Torah lelevi davka. Let's talk in Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva holds midoraisa goes to the Levi. Now, if midoraisa goes to the Levi, the Ritva said, then Ezra's takano was never in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, because if the Torah says it goes to the Levi, it can only go to Levi. You can't change the recipient. But the simple learning of the Gemara is Ezra's Takana is in all Shittos. But according to Rabbi Akiva that it started off by the Levi, then, Ki Kansinu Ezra Hainu Shiagam L'Koyin. When Ezra made a Takana, the Takana was that it should go also to the Koyin. V'Hainu Debasar Ezra Matsinu Shiagam L'Koyin. You can't say that Ezra's Takana was it should only go to the Kohen. Because we find that they continue to give Maser to the Levium. K'detanan b'soif Maseches Maser Sheni, Shirom Gamliel Nosa Maser Nishan Rabbi Yeshua, who is a Levi, a Parakal Aget, Tzitz HaMav HaMois, Tzitz HaKohen V'Yis HaLevi, Tzitz HaAni, Tzitz HaMafrishan V'Michalkam. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Midai Raisa, the Maser goes to the Levi, Ezra's takana would have to be that he was masakin. It also goes to the Kohen. Aye, but the Rambam says Ezra's takana was it only goes to the Kohen? So the Rambam's against Shas. In Shas we find Levium still taking Meiser. And the Rambam says Ezra was masakin that only the Kohanim get Meiser. That's why the Rambam says Ezra was masakin for that generation only, that it only goes to the Kohen. After that, he lessened the takana that would also go to Levi. You see, Ezra did not have the capacity for all time to take away Maser from the Levi. He could only do such a thing for one generation. So for one generation, he said, only to the Kohen. And then after that, he said, also to the Kohen. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua, many generations later, was still taking Meiser. So the Rambam learns a little like the Meiri, and a little bit like the Tosfos. In the far off future, Ezra was masakin that it goes also to the Kohen. But in the immediate times, he was masakin, it only goes to the Kohen. That's what the Rambam means. Bismanoi says the Kesem Hilchach Akarchach Loimer Dechikanas Ezra Shalayin Olivim Elokayan Bavad Loikanas Ela Bismanoi Aval Acher Kach Nishar Adavar. Afterwards, the matter remains. Shemisha Roitz Alitain Olivim Kedinoi Yitain Umisha Yitain Goin Yitain. And now we understand all the later psukim and all the later gemaras that Levium took Meiser, because the takana of Ezra only to the Kohanim was only in that generation. We're not even dealing with, forget Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we're in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that originally only Levium got Meiser. In the original generation, he gave a very strict knas, only the Kohanim got Meiser, and then later on, he was masakin that also Kohanim got Meiser. That is the Shita of the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. I think I left out a page. Okay, I want to tell you how the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam. in the Beis Yosef. Now, according to this pshat in the Rambam, listen carefully. Who would you give Maaser to Bizman Hazeh? Assuming we paskin like the Rambam, who should you give Maaser to Bizman Hazeh? Either the Kohanim or the Leviim, right? The Knas of Ezra was only Bizmanoi. To who? Only the Kohanim. But nowadays, you could give it either to the Kohen or to the Levi. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, Bizman Hazeh, you only give it to the Levi. So let me tell you what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef writes in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, Shemo Yesh Loimar, Del Rabbi Akiva Hu Deloy Kanas Ezra Elo Lizmanoi. That the comments of the Rambam, that Ezra was Masakin for his man, is only in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The Kivan Dedino Leviim Veloy LeKohanim, because since Leviim are the recipients, not the Kohanim, LeKalameimer Sha'akar Hadimne Mekayimai V'Havchal Olam. You can't say that Ezra changed it forever, and therefore listen to what Ezra did according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, all Ezra, the Ritva says Ezra didn't do anything in Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam, according to Beis Yosef, says Ezra and Rabbi Akiva, for that generation, he took it away from the Levi and he gave it to the Kohen. And subsequently, it went back to the Levi completely. Not like he says in Kesev Mishnah, subsequently it could go to either. Subsequently, it went back to the Levi. And in Reb Lezer ben Azariah, that it originally went to Levi or the Kohen. Now, forever it only goes to the Kohen. The Reb Yosef Karo paskins like the Rambam, but the way he understands the Rambam in the Beis Yosef, not the way he understands the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah. I just want to say clearly the nuance of difference between the way Reb Yosef Karo learns the Rambam in Kesef Mishnah and the way he learns it in Beis Yosef. In the Kesef Mishnah, Reb Yosef Karo says that in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, for one generation, he gave it only to the Kohanim, and subsequently it went to the Kohanim and the Leviim. But in Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo learns that in that generation it went only to the Kohanim, subsequently it went only to Leviim. Went back to Leviim, and that answers all the Gemaras and Shas that were giving Maaser to Leviim. Are there any Gemaras and Shas that later on were giving Maaser to Kohanim? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like he understands the Rambam in the Beis Yosef, not the way he understands the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah. I want to end off by doing the question of the Minchas Chinuch. We know there's a principle that the Chachamim do not have the right to be oiker davar min haTorah if it's something explicit in the Chumash. There's a famous shita of the Taz. We actually once gave a shir just on the subject. It's called the Taz Hayadua. You know, why are you allowed to do Bris Milah if it comes out on Shabbos? Why aren't we worried you're going to carry the baby for Amos and the Rosh HaRabim, or you're going to carry the Milah knife for Amos and the Rosh HaRabim? And the Taz says, no, because since the Torah says explicitly, B'yom HaShmini Yimol B'sar HaLosai, that Milah is Doicha Shabbos, the Rabbanan cannot make a gzeiro when the Torah says explicitly you're allowed to do something. So the Minchas Chinuch says, regarding the mitzvah of giving Leviim Maaser Rishayin, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, look in the Kesef Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Davka Leviim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, to the Kohanim as well. And the Gemara is Mavur, Ezra Knatzed Leviim, to give to only the Kohanim. And the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam. And the simple reading of the Rambam is, Ezra was only kansad in that generation. And the Kesef Mishnah asks that the Gemara's mashma that he kansad for all generations. And the Kesef Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Akiva, that midaraisa goes to Leviim, then for all generations, the knas is that it would go to the Kohanim as well. And the Michas Chinuch asks the following question, that according to the Taz, that's something explicit in the Torah, the Chachamim cannot be Oiker. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Torah says explicitly, my Sarishan goes to Levi, how can Ezra be Oiker, that which the Torah says explicitly? The Torah says it goes to the Levi, so how could Ezra be Oikeret? I understand maybe in one generation the Chachamim have the power, but according to Kesef Mishnah, for all generations, it goes to the Kohen and the Levi. That's against what the Torah says. I would say, Bishlam, according to the Beis Yosef, for all generations, it goes back to the Levi. So you're not being Oiker L'doyrois, what it says in the Torah, because it goes back to the Levi. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, that for that generation, it goes only to Kohen and subsequently to Kohen and the Levi. That's not what the Torah says. The Minchas Chinuch has a very creative way to read the Rambam. He reads the Rambam, and when the Rambam says Ezra is Mesakein for his generation, he doesn't mean his generation. He means for his generation, for all time, as opposed to before Ezra. Because in the times of Bayis Rishon, Meiser was the Eiraisa. So Meiser is the Eiraisa, you can't do anything with it. When the Rambam says Ezra was Messiah for his generation, it means because be a Meiser Ezra, Meiser is the Rabbanon. So you're not tampering with Dovra Minat Torah, you're only tampering with the Rabbanon. Shitas, the Minchas Chinuch is saying that what the Rambam means, Ezra is Mesakin Lizmanoi, it doesn't mean Ledoiro, it means Lizmanoi. Lanias Daiti Nira, the Mizeh Yatzel Rambam, Soif Perak Av the Chumais, the Rambam famously says at the end of Perak Av Chumais, that Chuma Umaiser Bezman Azev, Af Bezman Ezra is Rak Midrabanon. So everything's good, since it's only Midrabanon. Hey Mamru, they're the ones who are Mechayiv and Shuma and Mice in the first place, and they could take it away from the Levi and give it to the Kohen as well. Ulani as Daiti, Mashakaz of the Rambam, that Ezra Kansa, the Leviim Bizmanoi, which according to the Kesef Mishnah means for his generation, he should have said Shebizmanoi, which would imply Bidoiroi, Aval Ata Nira Lefarsh Ezra Kansa Leviim Bizmanoi. Kol Yemei Bayesheni is called the days of Ezra, like the Rambam says in the end of Perkaf of Chumais, Bizman Azev, Afil Bimei Ezra. Bizmanai means during Bayesheni, where since the whole Hafrashas Chumas Amais is Drabanon, Hey Mamru Behein Amru. But Bayeshlishi, that Sheibanum Heri Amenu, that everything will be Medaraisa, everything will go back to the Levi. The bottom line is, here's how we paskin. We paskin like the Rambam, that Ezra was Mesakin, it only goes to the Kohanim. We paskin like the Rambam, that it's only Ledoiroi. And after his generation, it reverted back. What did it revert back to? Do we go like the Kesef Mishnah, that it goes to Leviim and Kohanim, or like the Beis Yosef, that only goes to Leviim? Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Beis Yosef, that Halacha Lamaisa, it goes only to the Leviim. Okay, so we did 5 shitos, and really a 6th, which is Minchas Chinuch, but we paskin like the Beis Yosef's reading of the Rambam. If anybody wants to study this, I sent Gedalia the Mara Mekoymos, and I think he sent them out. Sorry, I'm not here. Maybe you're on mute or no. No. Sorry.
Is it uncommon for the Beis Yosef to disagree with what he wrote in the Kesef Mishnah?
I don't know well enough to say if it's common or not. I don't know. I'm not familiar with other instances, but I can't. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Baruch Hatzlacha. Kol Tov.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having my kids on Shabbos.
Oh, what a pleasure.
I hope they behave.
Wonderfully, yeah. Next time you have to come.
Mirza Hashem sometime if they'll have me over to their house once they're all settled in, so maybe we can do that.
Okay, Bezus Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.